Everybody's fit, which is really, really good. Apart from obviously long term ones. So Amir and Tom still not ready, but everybody else is fine.
What's the training schedule been like then? Were they back in yesterday, and there'll be a light session today, I guess.
Yeah, that's basically it, because you're still on your second day recovery, as you call it. And but they're fine. They're totally fine.
And how are the players after what looked like being a great night at one stage was taken away?
Do you know what? They're really upbeat. They're really positive because they know they're playing well. That's the secret. You keep playing the way you're doing, cut out the basic errors, you'll get results. But the performance levels are really high. I can't ask any more the way they're playing. And I think everybody recognises that. The level of football we're playing at the minute is really high. We just have to cut the basic errors. And but regarding training and playing, there's no way I could have got any more out of them.
Have you known at 9 or 10 minutes like it? You've managed a few games, you've played in a few as well, but that was... It just seemed like a really mad spell.
I'm trying to recall if I've been involved in... I've been involved in crazy games, obviously. I can't remember a lot of them, but that was... it was a bit silly, a bit unprofessional from us, from conceding a goal after we've scored. Like I said before, the second goal was the one that really probably riled me, you know.
Is it fair to say that for the last quarter of the game, when they were 3-2 down, that the players were a bit shell-shocked after that?
No, we still gave it a go. Obviously, the goals give you a body blow. You've got to come back from it. But that's, as I said before, we kept on pushing and pushing to try to get the goal. Never materialised, and we get beat. But the actual level, we shouldn't have been in that position, let alone, we shouldn't have even drew it, let alone lose it. So, we move on, you go to the next one.
And heads have been up since then?
They have. That's my job. That's my job, to keep them upbeat. And anybody that knows me, I'm not want to get down too often.
Obviously, goalkeeper mistakes are magnified and they're shown time and time again on TV. We're not used to that at all from Bartosz Bielkowski. He's been the best player here for the past 3 seasons or so. Does he need a word the next day, an arm on shoulder, things like that?
I spoke to him about yesterday, and listen, that's an honest mistake from a really top goalkeeper. So there's no blame attached. He tried. I think he just lost his bearings where he was with it, but he also had a really good save in the first half. So I know the nature of the game. Goalkeepers, you said, they get magnified when they make mistakes, and they get praised when they make great saves. They're in a position where, when your mistakes do happen, they do get magnified. But I've got no blame attached at all.
Other end of the pitch, he's come up a lot in press conferences recently, but quite rightly so. Two more goals for Freddie Sears, 4-4. When you look back at his record in previous seasons, he's had, there was one time here a couple of seasons ago, he had a goal drought of more than 30 games. Does that surprise you when you see him playing like he has been?
Well, I can only comment on what I've seen from Freddie the 4 games I've been here, and he's been brilliant. I think he looks a different player. I don't know why what's happened, or that you probably have better asking him that. But his level of understanding of the game that we're trying to coach him as well, and coming in from the left hand side, he's definitely a goal threat. And the way he's playing at the minute, he looks very, very good, really accomplished player at the minute, and an absolute handful.
He's previously been praised for being selfless and putting a shift in, not playing in his best position. I don't know what he would think about his position at the moment, but previously people have suggested he's more of a central striker. However, on the left, he's still been getting the goals. He's still been playing well for you.
I think he's been excellent. I really do. I think the position suits him because he can come in his right side. He's a very intelligent footballer. It's not just his goal scoring, but he's a really clever footballer. He picks things up in training really quickly that we ask of him, the movements and the angles we want him to receive the ball. So I think that's really important, and he's on top of his game, Freddie, he really is, and doesn't say too much, but he's been absolutely terrific for us.
If there was a more bizarre match than the one we saw at Portman Road the other night, it was probably at Villa Park. Forest, the next opponents, 5-5. Yeah. I don't think anybody saw that coming, given Forest's defensive record in recent weeks.
I think you get games like in the Championship, there's always one or two there that the scores are pretty heavy, and I'm pretty sure it was an exciting game for everybody at Villa Park. So they're a good side, Nottingham Forest. They've invested heavily as well, and we have to go there and try and win.
They've had squads that have toyed with the idea of the playoffs in recent seasons, but they're more than capable of that this season, would you think?
It's to, you probably have to ask your manager that, whether they think they can do it. My job is to go up there, switch and go on the front foot and go and try and win. I won't change my way, we'll go and try and win. We have a big crowd going up to support us, and we will try and entertain them as well. As I said, we're playing really well. I've got no illusions that we're going up there with a lot of confidence to try and win games. The only thing we're missing is that getting the wins. That's the only thing we're missing. Everything else, from the level the lads were playing it to now, is really high.
There's a lot of good players on their side, obviously, but it could be a tough afternoon for the defence. Lewis Graben, obviously, 12 goals, 15 starts. He's had a great season.
Yes, but my job is to make their defence have it hard. So I'm only interested in us, and we will try everything we can to go and win. Lads are playing well for me, and I've got so much confidence in them that we'll go up there and we'll make a right good game of it. We're away from home, but it doesn't matter. We go and try and win.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
How did you cut the mistakes out then, Paul? Because you talked about that on Wednesday, like stopping the crosses. Is that...
It comes from individuals, Steve. It's all the coaching in the world. That's no coaching. It's got to come within. And the lads know that it's just a basic error. That comes within a player and then an individual. That's what that happens. And if you do that, it's half the battle. That's just... It's the basics of the game, and you have to do the basics of the game, and everything else falls into place. If you don't master that, then it's a tough gig.
The positioning of your fullbacks is how you want them to, whether it's too high, too narrow, anything like that. That they're playing the role of fullbacks that you'd like is
that nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It was actually shutting somebody down in a 1v1 situation. That's nothing to do with tactics. It's nothing to do with positioning. That was stomping across for coming into the box, and where you should have been. That's all that is. Stop the cross, stop the source. The ball doesn't come into your box, they don't score.
You talked about freshening the side up during a busy week. Unchanged again on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the game where you might have to make a few changes?
Yeah, I think we have to. Yeah, again, we're a really young side. We've got 19-year-olds in the team, 18-year-olds in the side as well. For example, Flynn and Trevor, they haven't had a break, they kids. They've been playing through the national team as well, not really that had a break, but we'll certainly freshen up. But we have to. And plus, also, I've got to try and see people play here.
You mentioned a couple of central midfielders there. One we haven't seen is Tyo Eden, on loan from Fulham, who's not really featured for you. What's your thinking?
No, he's got an injury, Tyo at the minute, and the... So he's back at Fulham at the minute. So he's out the equation at the minute, but he's got an injury.
What's the injury?
He's got an eye injury. So yeah.
Is something he's done in training, or is that non football related?
No, it's just, I think, I don't know what's happened. Actually, I think he got a knock in it, and I think it's just kind of swelled up or swelling up from it, and he has to go back to Fulham.
And on the theme of central midfielders, you praise for Cole Skews. On Wednesday night, you said you wished he was 27 and 33.
Yeah.
During his time at this club, he's always been seen as the player's player, the one that does the unseen work of intercepting and shielding the back four. But we saw him being a midfield general, a playmaker. Mm. You know, can he be more than what Ipswich Town fans have seen? Because you seem to have got him playing on the front foot a little bit more, playing a bit more attack-minded. Is that something you've been on him about?
Yeah, I mean... He's playing the way I want my midfielders to play. I don't want somebody just to be destructive or not getting on the ball. In that area of the pitch, you've got people that are comfortable with the ball. And it's there, like Freddie, I can only go by the four games I've been here, and his passing's really, really intelligent. And I think the way we're playing at the minute, the range of passing's exceptional. I mean, that both feet, it's not just his stronger right foot, both feet is... He's dictating the game. As I said before, you wish he was a little bit younger, but he's not. But his actual performances have been unbelievably high, dictating games for us. And his range of passing is exceptional. And he's another one that's on top of his game. The lads have been here the longest. We've got a lot of lads here, Steve, that haven't even played in this division before. Haven't even played in it. Sears, Skews, Chambers. But do you know they played in the league? A lot of lads haven't played in the league. And their lads have been brilliant. I'm just unfortunate. Them lads have just measured them, apart from Freddie, right enough, but Bart and cool when they look they're in their 30s. They have to learn, they have to, Bart's again in his 30s, isn't he? He's in his 30s if I'm right, is that right? So he's not a young kid, he's an international goalkeeper. He's been one of the best goalkeepers in the league for a long, long time. I'm not going to chastise somebody for I think it's an honest mistake, and what happened before, I can't control it. But actually, his level's been great for us. I've got two really good goalkeepers here. They're really neck and neck with each other, but I think Bart's the goal is an honest mistake from it, but his level since I've been in has been very good.
Is that your approach in terms of you can create a bit of a fear factor if you think one or two, three, four bad games and you're out of the team? Do you think players of any age deserve the chance to play through?
I think goalkeeper is a really hard position because you've only got two lads that are competing against it. And I think when Dino and Bart have been in the team at different times, and for one reason or another, I don't know, but actually, you can't keep beating somebody with a stick, take them in and out, and you don't get any consistency with it, and you've got to try and get through a certain phase of your career. And not lads, every lad, do you know what, the biggest compliment I can give the lads is, I love working with them, I really enjoy working with them. And I get frustrated when they don't get one themselves because they're playing ever so well together. And they know that themselves, which is important, but it's a really good squad to work with and really enjoy working with.
Six games till the January window.
Yeah.
You've said that the lads need a bit of help.
Yeah.
It's vital that you're still in touch with the back, isn't it? Come the new year.
Well, you look now, it's a 7 or 8 team league we're in at the minute. We have to finish fourth and above, really, of that. But they need a bit of help. And we'll try and get them in. That's for sure. As then, there's lads we've identified to try and get in. And we'll do everything we can to try and do it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
And is Harrison ready for a start?
I don't know. He's just back, the lad. He's not played many games. Hardly much game time. From it, he's doing well in training, Ellis. But I still think he's probably a little bit short of where I actually want him to be, and everybody sees how our team play with energy. The lads just had a little bit of hard time with injuries, he's just back, so it's a big ask. But I'll decide from now tomorrow.
And Bish is probably in a similar position, isn't he?
He's a little bit different because he's trained since we've been here, but Ellis is only last week or so starting to get into the mix of it. Bish is definitely one who's probably more ready than what Ellis is.
Jack Lancaster again made an impression from the bench. Mm. Are you considering giving him a start?
I think Jack's again is only 18 years of weight age, and I'd love to know many championship teams have got kids as young as us in the side at the minute to see if there is that much. But he's a huge talent. Him, Dizelle, Bishop, Flynn. Really big talents. We've got to nurture them as well, but I always say if you're young enough and I think you're good enough, I'll throw you in. And he's a big talent, a terrific eye for the pass, really comfortable on the ball. And all he has to do is develop, but he's very, very good.
Set pieces as well.
Very good. He's very good. He's got a huge chance in the game without me saying what I really think of him, because you'll plaster all over your website. Let's just say he's got a chance.
And Andre's not started for you yet, is he?
No, do you know, he's a bit unfortunate, Andre, actually, because the kids did a bad injury as well. I know he's just come back. He's got to get a little bit more strength, but really good footballer, really good. And once he develops, he'll be another right top player. Once he develops into being a man, he's going to be a right good player.
And Emma, you obviously still out. Is there any news on how long he might be sidelined for?
No, he's doing well. He's doing well, and that's a frustrating one for him, because I know he's a really good really good player, really good passer of the ball, good size, physically very, very good. We've just got to get him fit, and he's got to get training, break the barrier of breaking down. And if we get that, then that's another really, really good player this club's got.
We talked about positivity and how you kind of got a bit of momentum going,
yeah,
and how it needed that win really on Tuesday. Obviously that was knocked back a bit.
Yeah.
I think it was a game that fans, there was a lot of hope that we'd win, and I think fans left the ground thinking we should have won that
game.
As you probably did, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's your message to them, sort of, to keep the momentum, to keep that sort of positivity going?
That's the fans have been brilliant since I've been here. Really are. They've been absolutely brilliant. And the great thing I can sense is, just like you said there, you feel it. You sense it. They want you to do really well. And I think they're enjoying, okay, we never won the game, but I think they're enjoying the football. I think they're enjoying the energy of it. And I think they can see the light, sort of thing, is the progression of it. Everybody wants to win, I understand all that, but we're giving everything we can to get that. We've come in at a time where maybe didn't even look like winning. Now it's a different ballgame, as I said before. It's the way I play and the energy of it. But the fans have been great, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have a massive crowd up at Nottingham on Saturday. And that's basically the message. Keep doing what they're doing, because this will turn. And when it does turn, then it'll be a great ride, this one there.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, thank you.
See you later on. See you later.
Yeah.